Blog Talk Radio.
Right here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just agree with your plan today. And Father, we thank you that no weapon that is formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment, we condemn. We are established in righteousness, and an oppression is far from us. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We take the shield of faith and quench every fiery dart that the enemy would try to send, and we send it back to the enemy in Jesus' name. We take hold of the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from the spirit, from spiritual death. We overcome all because the greater are you, Father God, that's on the inside of us than he that's in the world. We stand in the evil day having our loins girded about with truth. We have the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith, and we are covered with the helmet of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And so, Father God, we tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm us in Jesus' name. We do not have the spirit of fear, but we have the equal love and a sound mind, power, love, and a sound mind. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and we are healed by the mighty stripes of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good evening, and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Thank you for joining us this evening. We are so glad that Father God is with us weekly because we gather in his name, and we are grateful that you are on with us. I am your host, Karitha Gantling, also known as Sister G. So join us as we do as the Father instructed us to do. And, you know, I want to read Psalms 124 to you, and then we're going to have prayer by one of my sisters, my prayer partners, an awesome, mighty woman of God. You know, the Word of God says in Psalms 124, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, what would we say? What would Jacksonville say? What would Atlanta say? What would New Orleans say? What would Tennessee say? What would the United States say if we didn't have God on our side? If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us and the streams gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. So I thank God for his word. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword and able to cut, able to heal, able to do all kinds of things. So I thank God for the written word. And today I want you to know we have one of my good friends on. Her name is Gia St. Cyr, and she's going to pray for our children. Good evening, Gia. How are you?
Hi, I'm blessed in the Lord. How are you guys doing today?
We are so glad you're on, and she's a mighty prayer warrior. She has two precious children and two grandchildren, so she knows the hearts of children, so she's going to be praying for our children all over the world today. All right, Gia, it's on you.
Father God, we just thank you right now, and we bless you for your children, oh God. We bless you, Father God, for the fruit of our womb, Father God. We bless you for generations and generations and generations, oh God. And Father, I just thank you for children. I even pray for the parents, oh God, sometimes we get bogged down in adult things, oh God, and I pray just for parents to have a child's heart. The Bible says come as a child. So, Father, I just lift up these children to you right now in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Father, I pray right now for obedient children. I pray right now, oh God, for righteous children. I pray right now, Father God, that every generational curse, Father God, that has been passed down to these children, Father God, will be eradicated, Father God. I decree and I declare that these curses are dead right now. I declare a new spirit, a Caleb spirit, a Joshua spirit, a David spirit, a Esther spirit, a Mary spirit, Father God. Father God, I declare that they're mighty. Father God, I declare that you will use them mightily, Father God. Father God, I thank you for apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers, Father God, and preachers, Father God, and missionaries, Father God, that you're raising up for your end time harvest, Father God. Father God, I just thank you right now that the ones that are listening, Father God, you're giving them an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Father God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the gifts that are in these children, Father God. I thank you right now for the gift of healing that are in these children, the gift of deliverance that's in these children, the gift, Father God, of the prophetic gift, Father God. I just thank you for stirring that prophetic gift, oh, Father God. I thank you for the seers. There's some seers out there that they can see, Father God, what you're doing in this end time, Father God. I thank you for the seers. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you're raising up young ladies, Father God, that have a heart after you, Father God. I thank you that you're drawing them by your loving kindness and your tender mercies, Father God. I thank you right now, Father God, that you're breaking the curse, Father God, off of these young men that wear their pants hanging down, Father God, and that disrespect the women, Father God, and they speak all kinds of things, Father God, that are disrespectful to the young girls, Father God. I break the power of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, and I decree holiness, Father God. I decree, Father God, that you will redeem your name back in this coming generation, Father God, that is listening, Father God. So, Father God, I just bless you right now for them. I thank you right now for them. Father God, I call this generation a holy generation. I call this generation foot soldiers for the Lord, Father God. I call this generation the generation that's going to usher in your second coming, Father God. I speak and I decree that the curses are reversed, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for bringing them up, bringing them in, and bringing them out, Father God. Out, Father God, of carnality. Out, Father God, of just the things of the world, Father God. I pray that you would give them a desire for you, a desire to seek you, a desire to know you, a desire to feel your presence, Father God. I just pray that the presence of the living God be upon them right now, Father God, even in their dream and their night season, that you will visit them. I pray visitation, Father God, even as they sleep, Father. And, Father, I thank you that you're blinding the enemy, Father God, and you are being a light unto their pathway. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you that you're making them 10 times smarter than all of their peers. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. What an awesome prayer. That's Gia St. Cyr from Atlanta, Georgia. She's originally from New Orleans. We thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on with us.
Amen.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I say God bless you all. It was a blessing. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on. Come on again. We appreciate you.
Amen. I appreciate you and what you're doing. You're planting seeds and they're going to come up for a great harvest at the right time.
Amen. Well, thank God for you. Today we're going to be talking about parental duties. So you know what? In Psalm 78, the word of God is awesome. It says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark things of old, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he had done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. So I thank God today, you know, even as Gia prayed, she prayed on some of these scriptures that I was talking about, that I read into your hearing just a few minutes ago. So I thank God, you know, he connects us all in the spirit. And, you know, God is an awesome God, and he has a particular order, and he has an order for families. In order for them to function appropriately, they have to use God's plan to function appropriately. So let's look at Psalm 78, scripture by scripture. And, you know, God said in his word in Psalm 78, open your ears to my teachings, my people. Turn your ears to the words of my mouth. And, you know, his mouth has some awesome words coming out of God's mouth. He said he wants us to listen. Hello? Okay, that was probably somebody hanging up. He wants us to listen when he's teaching us. And, you know, it's an awesome thing because God, he is the master teacher. He don't miss anything in his lesson when he's teaching us. The thing about it is for us to be focused so we don't miss anything when he's teaching us. So I thank God for his word. He said, listen, turn your ears to the words of his mouth. You know what? It's nothing like reading the word of God and hearing what God has to say. You know, we listen to what our parents have to say. We listen to what our friends, our pastors, and so forth say. But I tell you what, it's nothing like getting in the Word of God for yourself and let God speak directly to you. So he says, listen to him. He said he's going to open his mouth in a parable to illustrate points. Now, he's illustrating some points. What points are he illustrating? I will explain what has been hidden long ago. You know, a lot of times things are hidden from us. You may open the Bible up, and you say, now, you know what? I've read this 100 times, but I've never seen this. So God just opened your eyes, the eyes of your understanding, because you were ready to receive it. Before, if he had shown it to you, you would have said, oh, my, you may not have even seen it. You may not have even understood it. But now you're ready to receive it. So he said, you know, he's going to explain some hidden things that happened long time ago that we have heard about, known about, things that our parents have told us. You know, your parents taught you what a friend we have in Jesus. Jesus loves me. This I know. They taught you all kinds of songs and all kinds of things. But God, when God teaches you, I promise you, you will not forget the lessons that he teaches you. So he says, okay, I'm going to teach you some things from old. We will not hide them from our children. We will tell them to the next generation. And, you know, that's how things were passed along during Moses' generation. They wrote down some things, but they told their children, you know, about God and how he created Adam and Eve and how he created the world. And they told their children all kinds of things about how great God was and how he opened up the Red Sea and how they walked through it and wasn't even muddy and how he fed them manna. And they told them about Noah and how Noah, you know, God went to Noah and he said, you know, Noah, you know, was perfect in all his way. He was a righteous man. And he was the only righteous man during that time. So, you know, he says, don't neglect to tell your children these things that I've written in the Word. Tell your children all about me and how good I've been to you, how merciful, how kind I've been all from the generations down, starting with Adam and Eve, how I gave them a whole garden. And also let them know that they sinned and I kicked them out the garden. Also let them know, don't go the way their fathers went. Don't go the bad way. Go the righteous way. So he said, okay, I'm going to tell you something about, you know, the Word of God. He established written instructions. Now listen, he said, we're not to hide these from our children. And the way we don't hide them from them is we get in the Bible and read it to them and teach them how to read the Bible. You know what? When children start reading the Bible, I promise you their grades will improve. Because when they start reading this and thou, or maybe you have a plainer Bible to read to them, and they start memorizing scriptures, their grades will improve. Look at Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were brilliant young men. As a matter of fact, even their diet is an example to us today. They ate healthy. They refused to eat the king's meal. He ate rich food. And, you know, rich food will make you fat, and, you know, you just can't hardly move around. But they were strong. And Daniel said, listen, let's eat this kind of diet for a while and just test it out to see how it works. They listened to Daniel, and they noticed that when everybody ate that kind of diet, they were strong, healthy young men. Their minds were sharper. And Daniel and his friends, their minds were so sharp, they knew things that other people didn't know, even the elderly didn't know. So from their diet, and the other thing was Daniel did not conform. You know, we as parents, sometimes we conform to the laws of the land. Now, God is the one who's over us. They made a law, said, you can't spank your children. Oh, Daniel didn't even pay no attention. They said, you can't bow before the king. You can't bow before anybody but this king. Daniel didn't pay them no attention. He did not conform. He refused to do what they said. He said, I serve the God of gods. So he opened the window. He didn't do it secret. He opened the window. Prayed three times, not just one time, three times a day. Now, you know they had some devils, and they went and told on him, but he didn't care. And the law, they had made a law. Okay, if you're going to pray to your God, you're going to have to go in the lion's den. Daniel knew his God so well. He knew God was going to deliver him. He wasn't worried, and even if God didn't deliver him, he knew he was going to be going with God. So, you know, he said, okay, he just took the consequences. The king said, all right, we'll come back to get you tomorrow because we know your God is going to deliver you. He knew God was almighty God. Even the king admitted it. So he went in there. He said, Daniel, after the next day, Daniel came out. The lion's mouths were shut. So God wanted us to tell the children all about how powerful he is, all about how great he is. He don't want us to tell them all these stories, made-up stories about Santa Claus, you know, the people who ain't even real. He want them to know real stories that he was involved in, real people that he delivered, real people that he birthed into the earth, not these cartoon characters, but real people who he delivered, who he even, you know, they put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. Now, you know, I'm telling you what, I've been near a fireplace that was so hot. That fireplace was so hot. Do you know, I did not want to sit up under, you know, sometimes it'll crack, and the fire things would just spew out on you if you don't have a screen up over it. Now, that's hot enough for me, and at least I can back up off of it. But his friends, Daniel's friends, they couldn't back out of the fiery furnace, as a matter of fact. When the people went to put them in, they got caught up in the fire. The fire was so hot, it burnt them up. But they were able to go into the fire. You know God had a shield around them. He said, I want you to tell the children now and the children that will be born and they, the ones that are coming, tell them about me. Don't keep me a secret for them. Let them know that I am the Almighty God. I am the I am that I am. So tell them who I am so they can receive me as their Lord, so they can be saved from their sins. You know what? There's a stubborn generation. Even the people during Moses' time, they were so stubborn and rebellious and just always complaining. Always. God said, you know, for them to do certain things. You know what they told Moses? Yeah, you always saying God said. How we know God said it, Moses? How we know he said it? You could have made it up. He said, tell God to come tell us himself. So, you know, Moses did what the people said. Said, God, they want you. They don't want me to tell them no more. So God honored their request. When the Almighty came, he was so powerful, they couldn't take him. They were trying to run and hide, and they said, no, Moses, that's okay. Tell God, go back. We'd rather you tell us. Now, you know, sometimes we ask for some things. We don't know what we're asking for. Those people did not know what they were asking, but I tell you, they soon found out how powerful God was. But they used to complain. Well, you got us out here in the wilderness, God, and we ain't even got no water. We ain't even got no food. So he starts serving them food every day. Fresh food now. You know, sometimes we eat leftovers, but he served them fresh food every day. Manna from on high, from heaven. Meat. They said, well, we ain't got no meat to eat. God tried to please them in every way. You know, sometimes we can't please people. You can't even please your children sometimes. Sometimes mates can't even please one another. But I tell you what, God tried his best to please them, but they were dissatisfied about everything. So he killed off a whole generation of them. He said, you know, okay, I'm sick of your complaining. I've tried to do this for you, that for you, this for you, that for you. God does not want us to complain. He wants us to listen to him and be obedient. He knows what we need. He loads us every day with benefits. Read the word. It says he loads us up every day with benefits. You know, he don't say, well, you know, you had benefits last week. You don't need them now. You don't need them now. No, no. He give them every day. But all we got to do is say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, and receive them with grateful hearts. Don't receive them with complaining. Oh, he gave me some pork chops, but I wanted ribeye. Oh, he gave me some this, but I wanted that. No, be grateful to the Most High. So, you know, his word is awesome. He said he established written instructions for Jacob's people. He gave his teachings to Israel. He commanded our ancestors that they make known to their children, so that the next generation would know them. Children yet to be born would learn them. They will grow up and tell their children to trust God. You ever, you know what a lady told me years ago? She said, God said you don't trust him, but he's going to be teaching you to trust him. Well, I was so excited. I thought I was going to go to bed and wake up trusting God. No. I had to go through the fiery furnace to learn to trust him. I had to go through trials to learn to trust him. All kinds of situations came up in my life where I had nobody but God. I had to trust him. I was in Katrina, and I have nobody but God. The wind was raging. The water was high in the street. People were trying to help themselves. I ain't have nobody but God. I was wading out in the water. And I said, oh, my God, I need your help. The water was in the street for days. I had to call on the name of the Most High God. People were trying to help themselves. We were all trying to help ourselves. We needed God. So he said, okay, teach your children to trust me. How are you going to teach your children to trust him? You got to trust him first yourself. You know, in situations we say, oh, you know what? I need this and I need that, but you know, I got to go borrow this, I got to go borrow. No, God said we are lenders and not borrowers, and he will supply all of our needs through his riches and glory. You know he owns everything. He owns the earth and the fullness thereof. So he wants us to teach the children. What does he want us to teach the children? How to behave. Okay, so now we're going to go to what he wants us to teach the children. Now let me tell you something. You don't have to pull out the air what to teach the children. God has it all written down in his word. He has a plan for every situation. So these are parental duties. He said, these are the parental duties to teach. So listen, Deuteronomy 6:7 says, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when they sit in the house, and when they walk in the way, and when they lie down, and when they get up. So that's how we teach them. We teach them through God's word. Also, he said he wants us to train the children. You know, we train our dogs and our cats, mainly dogs. We pay good money to take them to obedience school so they can obey. But do we spend good money getting our children trained or learning how to train them? No. We just say, go to your room because you did this here. We don't check to see they in their room having a good time, playing on the iPod, playing, listening to music, looking at TV. They got everything on, listening to everything they can. They have all kind of things. That's not training them. You know what? My daddy used to say his daddy wasn't mean, but he meant what he said. And that's how we need to be as parents. If we tell our children something, make sure you don't tell them if you don't mean it. If you say clean your room, make sure you mean it. And then go check to make sure they did it. You have to train them. First you go there with them, and you show them how you want it done. And then you get a checklist, and you say, okay, bed made. Okay, it was made correctly. Let's see, clothes hung up in the closet. Yep, done. Vacuum floor, yep, done. So then you check behind them. You know, that's how they go to school. You don't check behind them, they go to school. Teacher say, you did your homework? Yes, bring it here. Or I left it on the kitchen table. They haven't done it. That's the same as not doing it. Teach them responsibility. So it says train your children. Also provide for them. You know the scripture that says train your children. Train them up in the way they should go so when they're old they won't depart from it. To provide for it. 2 Corinthians 12:14. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I seek not yours but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. In other words, you got to have a heritage for your children. Don't expect them to lay up money for you or always have your hand out for them. The other duty is to nurture your children. I see a lot of people and their children get to be teenagers. They ain't hugged them since they were 5 years old. Teenagers need to be hugged too. Ephesians 6:4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture them, and admonition of the Lord. Also, he says, okay, this is another parental duty. A lot of people don't do this no more. Control them. You know, you control your animal with a leash, but you can control your children with your voice. You can say, I mean, sit down now and don't move. And mean it when you say it. If they get up, you got a consequence for it. Make sure you mean what you say and enforce it. So what you're doing is you're training them for life. So when they go on their job and the boss says, listen, I want you to clock in at this time, they ain't going to be 15, 20 minutes late. They're going to be on time because they've been trained. And they know the value of time. So you got to control them. To love them is the next duty. Titus 2:4, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. So we got to learn how to love our children. You know, sometimes parents, they're so impatient. They want them to do this now and do it this way. They didn't even show them how. They just think they should be automatically ought to do everything. All right, so now we have to correct our children. Don't you know God corrects us? And why? Because he loves us. He loves us. He wants us to be safe and protected. you know, if we go out there and walk in the middle of the street when a car is coming, we're going to get hit. So he corrects us. He knows when we're disobedient, he's going to correct us. So he says we have to correct the children. These are some of the scriptures for correcting the children. Proverbs 13:24. He that spareth the rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. You know, I know the law says you can't whip him, but you better whip him anyway. A lot of parents who didn't whip them, they had the short casket crying. It's too late then. God knew what he was talking about. Sometimes the children are stubborn and rebellious that you didn't whip when they 2 and 3. They rolling their eyes at you at 6 and 7. You better get them eyes in the right place because they will control your house. Trust me, I've seen them do it before. All right, he says, in Proverbs 22:15, foolishness, listen to this, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it from him. You know, when I was in school, the teachers whipped us. You didn't bring your homework in, get in the line to get the spanking. You didn't do what you're supposed to do, they told you to listen, and you talking when you're supposed to be listening, get in the line to get the spanking. Girls got spanking in their hands and boys got it on their backside. It did not kill us. We ain't go to no hospital. We had no marks on us. Our hands burned for a little short while, but they soon got okay. But I tell you what, we learned when they said obey, we better obey. The rod was coming. So, you know, it says withhold not correction from the child. Listen to this part. For if you beat him with the rod, he shall not die. So you don't beat him till they, you know, about to die. You just whip him on the backside, the boys, the girls in their hands, or, you know, spank them on their little legs with a little switch when they real little. But it will make them understand, and that's correction. Instruction. So, we, you know, after you've, you know, trained them and brought them up the way they should go, you got to correct them, and then you have to instruct them. What do you instruct them in? Listen to this, Deuteronomy 4:9. Only take thy heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou they depart from the heart all the days of thy life. But teach them to thy sons and thy daughters. So what are you doing? You're teaching them not to forget the things that they've seen, the things you've taught them. Remember them. They'll remember them all the days of their lives. So teach your sons and daughters the ways of God. Deuteronomy 31:13. And their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as ye live in the land whether you go over the Jordan to possess it. Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he won't depart from it. Some people say, well, you know, yeah, they may go away from it, but they go, uh-uh. I say they're going to be faithful from the time they accept God as their personal Savior. And I say they're not going to just have their fathers and mothers God. They're going to accept God as for God for themselves. That's what I decree and declare. Isaiah 28:9, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. In other words, the younger you train them, the better. Train them up while they are young, and they will remember while they are old, all the days of their lives. I meet children in the street all the time. Yeah, my grandma took me to church, my aunt took me, my mama, my daddy took me. Yeah, I remember what they taught me. You'll never forget. You can remember some of the things your parents taught you when you were growing up. Your children will never forget those things. So I want you to remember what you've learned today and express it to your children. Get in the Word of God. You know, Jesus was a great storyteller. Read some of the parables that he told people. And, you know, I can imagine some of the things that he told them. They would laugh and have fun just sitting around just telling stories. But they were stories that he had points to. They were stories to learn something from. So you teach your children, listen, this is what we're going to be learning. This is what I want you to learn today. So then you tell them the story. Then you ask them questions. Because, you know, a lot of children hear you, but they don't always comprehend what you're saying. You want your children to learn, to be able to read, and to understand, comprehend what you're saying. Why tell them something if they don't understand it? Break it down on their level so they can understand. So today, you know, we are blessed with mothers and fathers and children and extended families. Well, today we have a mighty great woman on with us, and you know what? She is concerned about the health of other people. She just wants everybody to be healthy and well, and she don't mind telling you about why she wants you to be healthy and well and what her stand is on health. And she's also going to tell you about a project that she's going to be doing at the YMCA. So her name is Sister Gloria Maples. Good evening, Sister Gloria.
Good evening, Sister J. Sister G, I do apologize for that.
That's all right.
Thank you for this opportunity, and I appreciate you so much. I've been listening to you for about might be a month now, Sister G. You're sounding powerful and more powerful. So thank God for that anointing that He's turning up in your life, and I just like to say that to you. But thank you for this moment. My name is Gloria Maples, and I do live in Jacksonville, Florida. And I am a bioactive, and later on I'll tell you what that means. But I will be having a health fair at the Johnson YMCA, and that address is 5700 Cleveland Road, and that is September the 22nd from 10 to 2. And I am inviting all that's up under the sound of my voice to come out and let's begin to take proactive of our lives. We are soldiers in God's army, and that revelation came to me earlier today. And being a soldier, we definitely need to stand against something. And I'm standing against, let's go back to Adam and Eve, and let's be so God conscious that we won't even know we're naked. And that's an awesome, awesome opportunity to push towards. So I'm here today to let you know, adapting a healthy lifestyle should be every person's goal. It also, statistics says, 9 out of 10 people do not eat healthy. They live an unhealthy lifestyle. And that comes from our modern day lifestyle. We're on a fast track going nowhere. We don't even have time to sit most mornings to have breakfast. We have to eat fast food for breakfast. And we're so tired because we've been beat up all day on the job. So we have to eat fast food for dinner. And when you do that over a long period of time, it does take wear and tear on your body. We came out with an awesome product, and it's called Max. And Max is a medicinal plant. It's not a fruit plant. It's a medicinal plant. And medicinal plant sounds like medicine, is it? And it is. It's health without harm. And one of the unique things that I've learned about this medicinal plant, they said ants will crawl up on a leaf and bite the leaf, and it immediately repairs itself. The ant crawls off and go, and other ants become strong from that particular ant. And that's pretty powerful. I believe that God has so ordained everything that we need. We just need to seek, and those that seek shall find. Nuggets are never sitting on top of the ground. They're always up underneath. So I believe if we seek, we will find. That being a soldier, your body is very important, that your body gets what it needs. If it get what it needs, it will definitely repair itself, because that's the way God designed it. But in order for it to do it, we definitely need, and this max is your food. It's the food that our bodies used to get long time ago. Long time ago, everything was organic. So now they're separated, and the organic food is higher than the regular food. But I believe that this is God's way of showing us that if you seek, you shall find. This max is there's 10 top hospitals in the world is going to be using this product. This product is going to be in the dietary department. So people will understand if they just change the way they're eating, it will make a tremendous difference in their lives. At the same time, there's a whole lot of more information that I would like to share, but because of the time, I don't have time to do that. But if you would go to my website, you can find lots more information. And my website is My Marinda. And that Marinda is MORINDA, mymarinda.com. Once you get on that website, you need this ID number in order to access the website, which is 208-7923. And feel free to just browse on that web page and find things that your body needs in order for it to do what it needs to do. Also, for further education, I have conference calls. I have a conference call every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. And this young lady breaks this product down. It tells you the things that it will do for you. And she does a fantastic job. And that phone number is 477-605 is the area code, 477-2100. I'm going to give it to you again. This is every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock, 605, area code, 477-2100. The PIN number is 813-794, then you hit the pound sign. PIN number is 813-794, then you hit the pound sign. If you want further information, feel free to call me at any time. I'm here to serve in whatever capacity that I'm needed. So feel free to call me at any time. Again, the health fair is at the Johnson Branch YMCA. Address is 5700 Cleveland Road. We're going to have other vendors out there, so it's going to be choices that you'll be able to choose what you would like to choose to pick. We're going to have weight loss products, dietary supplement, and we just need to be proactive with our health. We just got, in this day and time, we have more sick people today in the history of the world. What's going on? What's going on is even the air is polluted. But guess what? God designed this body. If it's strong, it can withstand. Even when you sneeze, you're throwing off something. So God had a way, God designed his body to protect itself. But in order for it to do that, we do need to be getting the proper nutrition. And again, I thank you again, Sister G, for allowing me this opportunity to share with the radio listeners for today. And I like to say, we are the people of God, called by his name, called from the darkness and delivered from shame. And I appreciate you so much, Sister G, for inviting me on the call.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you. I thank God for the information that you shared. So very beneficial information. We appreciate you. We also have Brother David. Brother David, will you press 1 if you still want to speak to the listeners about something that's you'll be doing soon? Press 1, Brother David. Okay, you press 1. Hold on. All right. How you doing, Brother David?
I am blessed and grateful. Thank you, Sister G.
All right.
Can you hear
me? Share something with us?
Yeah, I was just asking. Well, I got a whole lot to share, but I'm on my way in here to go to karate. And I was trying to let people vote on a video that I made for Navy Federal. I wanted to learn video editing, and I was worried and stressed out about it and kind of afraid. So I went in to pray to God, and within the next couple of hours, my son helped me out with something, and I learned how to edit and do videos, and it was for the first thing that challenged me and pushed me to do it on my own was this contest for Navy Federal Credit Union.
Okay.
So that is actually the first video that I edited and made, and it's for a contest. Now, you do have to be on Facebook in order to vote and watch the video.
Okay.
So anyone that would send me a message on Facebook, you can find me David Emmanuel and Comedian. That will bring me up on Facebook. And just send me a request and tell me you're from Bible Storyland. And what I'll do is I'll create a group just for Bible Storyland, you know, spiritual people. Well, I'm mostly spiritual when I'm on Facebook, too. I don't do any negative stuff. So if anybody feel like they want to help me and help me vote on this video, just friend request me on Facebook at David Emmanuel Comedian. And I'm going to go ahead and ask for my prayer now. I joined Toastmasters back in July, and I won Most Humorous Speech. So I'm going to represent the Northside Jacksonville Toastmaster branch as far as humorous goes, and we're having regional contest Saturday, so if I can have your prayers for that, I would appreciate it, and for the family members as well going to school, just a general prayer to stay strong and to be more bold in Christ.
Okay.
That's what I want to do, and to see more, because there are certain people and certain issues that I see constantly. God keeps putting me in the path. And I'm like, no, I don't want to address it. I don't want to say anything. And, you know, right now I'm asking God to give me a clear vision, because certain people do things and nobody want to say anything. But I think back in the Bible, God had to send people to fight and kill people for his mission. So I don't know if he want to send me to make fun of people that need to be made fun of, so that these kids see that the way these people are living is not right. I'm not going to elaborate too deep on it, but I just need prayers for the right thing to do with the situation.
Okay. Well, Father God, we consult you, the great and mighty I am, and you heard the request of your son, David Emmanuel. And Father, every request that he made, we lift it up before you, Father God. And we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that this would not be a heavy burden to him. But your yoke is easy, your burden is light, that he will cast his every care upon you because you care for him. And I thank you, Father God, like Joshua 1:8 says, let this book of the law, not depart from thy lips, but meditate upon it day and night. And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou will have good success. So I thank you for David Emmanuel having good success, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing. Give him strength, give him courage, O God, in everything that he's doing. In Jesus' name, order his steps, order his thoughts in Jesus' name. And I just thank you, oh God, for your strength being in him. I thank you for your Holy Spirit leading him unto all righteousness in Jesus' name. And, Father, I just thank you for the many things. You said to whom much is given, much is required. And so he has many talents, and I thank you for him using every talent to give you glory and praise and honor. Bless his family, oh God, in Jesus' name. And everything that you have for him to do, I thank you that he will be successful. He will prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless his family and his entire family, his wife and two sons and his extended family in Jesus' name. And I thank you for a hedge of protection around him as he go in, as he come out. And, Father, you know all that you have for him to do. And so, Father, I thank you that he will do with them with grace and ease and favor from on high. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister G. I'm headed on in the karate.
All right. Well, Sister Gloria, I thank you again because that was some awesome information you gave us. Oh, we appreciate that.
Sister G, if you wouldn't mind, I would like to say one last thing.
Okay.
There is a conversation plan along with this program, and we do have a lot of people out there unemployed. And I believe doors has been opened for us. And it is a low startup fee. It's a low overhead, no employees or inventory, and it's unlimited income potential. And I did give out my phone number. So if there are any questions, feel free to give me a call. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, you didn't give your phone number today. I didn't hear you give it. I heard you gave the other ones, but give me your phone number that you want people to contact you.
904.
Okay.
338.
Okay.
4933.
Okay. All right, so I thank God for the information that you gave about requesting that we all adapt a healthy lifestyle. So that, you know, we can live a longer life. And also she'll be at the health fair on Johnson, at the Johnson YMCA of 5700 Cleveland Road. That's going to be not this Saturday, but next Saturday at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And she'll be discussing her product, which is called MAX, Medicinal Plant Health Without Harm. So I thank God for you, Sister Gloria. I thank God for each of you who are on. And at this time, I just want to pray for fathers, pray for families. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up families today, fathers and mothers and children and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins and every family member, oh God. And, Father, you created them in your image, oh God. And, Father, I decree and declare that we will turn around and give you much glory, much praise, much honor in the name of Jesus. And we are delighted that you chose us to be your children, your very elect children, oh God. And, Father, we repent for every way that we as parents have neglected what you have for us to do concerning the children, oh God. And, Father, we repent for all the bloodshed in the land of our children dying on the streets. And many of them are so innocent, oh God, they've done nothing. So, Father, we just thank you today for healing our land. Our children are in the land. And so, Father, we just repent, ask you to forgive us for everything that we've done against your will. Every way, Father God, that we've come against you, every way we've shaken our fists in your face. Father, every way we've been rebellious and stubborn, forgive us, Father God. Every way we've been just downright disobedient, just refused to follow you, oh God. Forgive us for ignorance, oh God. For one time you winked at ignorance, but now you're calling all of us to come to repentance. So, Father God, I thank you for people knowing you. Some of us have gotten so far away from you, and the generations before have not told some of our children about you. So, Father God, I decree and declare today that our children of every generation would know how great you are and the great and mighty things that you've done for them in this generation, oh God. We will continually spread your goodness, oh God. We will continually honor you and say what a great and mighty God you are and how much, oh God, you look out for us, how you load us up with benefits. And so, Father, I pray a hedge of protection around every family member, the safety of every family member, particularly our children, oh God. Bring them, Father God, many of our children are even murdering themselves, oh God. They're committing suicide. So we bind that spirit up in the name of Jesus, and we say that our children will live and not die. They will declare your works, oh God. They will carry out the purpose that you put them here on the earth to do, oh God. So, Father, we just thank you today for our children receiving salvation. Your word says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the health of my countenance and my God. So, Father, I thank you that our children will know and you will be the health of their countenance. We bind that spirit up that will come and tell them to take their lives. Father God, help them to value the lives because it's a gift that you gave them. Life is a gift, and you intend for them to live out all their days. And so, Father, I bind up oppression, depression, suppression from our children in particular, but from family members in Jesus' name. I say that spirit will not follow them around. And so, Father, I just thank you as I pray this prayer from my pastor's book, Apostle Kimberly Daniels, Prayer Against the Spirit of Death. I pray, Father God, that you would hear our prayers and answer them in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I curse the spirit of death over Jacksonville, over every city throughout the United States, from our families, and off of our lives. The threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave has already been defeated by the precious blood of Jesus. Early death, crib death, sudden death, accidental death, suicide, and from every form of death is bound and blocked. I call out the names of the strong men of death now, and I pull their strongholds down. Azrael, Uriel, Samuel, Rip Reaper, Lithel, Father Time, Orisus, Osiris, Heal, Ezeel, Ezemiah, Shemael, Thanatos, Kalma, Hades. The assignments of death is broken off of us and our children now and all of the future generations, all of our future generations, which include death through sickness and disease, domestic violence, violent crimes, crib death, suicide, juvenile delinquency, abortion and miscarriages, terrorism, empty shell assault, freak accidents, gang violence and imitations, gang violence and initiations, hijackings, robberies, burglaries, occult sacrifices, organized police and government corruption, drug deals and organized crimes, generational curses of infirmity and sickness, abuse and weakness, abuse of the weak and innocent. I declare that none of these will have any power over us ever in Jesus' name. We confess Psalm 68:20, that escape from death comes from the sovereign Lord. We declare that the Lord, has not given us over to death. God, we thank you that you have found wisdom that breathes life according to Proverbs 8:35. We have the favor of God on our lives because we love wisdom and will not court death. We agree with Proverbs 12:28 that life is the way of moral and spiritual prosperity, and in its path there is no death. The word of the Lord in Proverbs 10:2 declares that the treasures of the wicked profit nothing, but the righteous are delivered from death. We are delivered from death. Our spouse is delivered from death. Our family is delivered from death. Our seed, which is our children, is delivered from death. Death has no victory over our lives. There is no sting in Jesus' name. The spirit of death is bound. The spirit of life is loose in Jesus' name. We will live a full, abundant life. We will live and not die. The law of wisdom has caused us to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14, We will not walk in the ways that seem right, but lead to death, Proverbs 14:12. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love people, First John 3:14. Those who are drawn to death are far from us. Our households are not houses that are a way of hell and chambers of death. Our feet do not lead to death because we love wisdom. We do not have a covenant with death, Proverbs 8:36. Because we do not pursue evil, death is not our portion. We are delivered from the messengers of death, Proverbs 6:24. We have passed from life, from death to life. We have passed from death to life because we love each other and we understand that we hate, that to hate is to abide in the spirit of death, 1 John 3:14. The fumes that have ignited the airways for the spirit of death to flow are fallen to the ground. They are under our feet and have been sucked back into the pits of hell. Atmospheric death is cursed to its root. The ruach of the Holy Spirit has blown away. The ruach from the Holy Spirit has blown it away. The scent of revival is in the air and restoration. Restoration is released unto us seven times. The gates of hell, death, and the grave shall not prevail against our city. There is life and death in the power of the tongue, and we will use the life of our tongue to displace the spirit of death. We will speak manifold life, abundant life, 100-fold life in Jesus' name. Death is swallowed up in victory. Our righteousness delivers us from death, Proverbs 10:2. There is no death in the way of righteousness, Proverbs 12:28. The law of the wise is the fountain of life that causes us to depart from the snares of death, Proverbs 13:14. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. The terror that comes by night has been overthrown. Lethal has been cast back into her hole. We serve the God of our salvation, and the issues of death belong to him, Psalm 68:20. Though the Lord chastens us so sorely, he has not given us unto death, Psalms 118:18. He has given us the keys over death, hell, and the grave. We walk in that victory in our city and in every surrounding county. Our borders are blessed and cannot be cursed by the infiltration of death spirits. We believe every word that we have spoken, and we believe that the manifestation of the powers of these words will be a sign to our city that shall cause the government and media to know that Jesus is Lord. As a result, many souls will be saved. Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you today, and I have a special announcement. If this ministry has been a blessing to you or has enriched your life, I ask that you would contribute to us a gift to Bible Storyland, to Aretha Gantling, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. We would appreciate it very much, your contribution. So I thank God for each of you. It is closing time, and this is Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I love each of you. God loves you more. Remember, show God's love to someone every day, and show God's love to him by obeying him daily. Study God's word to be pleasing to him. Remember to join us on Saturday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Standard Time for Bible Storyland. This week is Joyful Praise. The call-in number is 1-619-789-4313. So tell your family, your friends, and your neighbors about it. look forward to hearing from you then. God bless each of you. Have a God-filled evening, week, month, and year. And remember, praise the Lord daily. Love you all. Bye-bye.